Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Day everyone, and welcome back to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. I'm Kelsey Parker and I'm your host for this week. So this episode we are going to be focusing on the difference in parenting across generations to celebrate Mother's Day. And I feel like my parenting skills have developed from watching my mum parent, watching my nan parent. I feel like I am very much like them both. So on the podcast today is my mum. To celebrate Mother's Day, I'm going to be chatting to my mum about what I was like as a kid, if our parenting styles differ, and much, much more. Hopefully she'll be sharing the best stories about me as a kid. So mum, welcome to Mum's the Word. Guys, I'm so excited for my mum to be on here. Like, she is going to be so robotic. It's going to be... Why are you nervous, mum? Chill.
Because I don't do this sort of thing. This is out of my comfort zone.
Look, everyone has been bragging about you to come on. Cara's come on here and spoken about you. I speak about you every week without fail. People want you on. This is what the people want.
I don't believe that for one minute. They want me behind the scenes, not up front.
No, they don't. They want you on here. You have been requested to be here.
Right,
and it's
okay.
Mum's Day, and I think we should just celebrate being mums together.
Brilliant. Yes, we are both mums.
We are both mums. So, happy Mother's Day, mum.
Happy Mother's Day from you, from your little ones.
I know. Right, so let's kick things off. How would you describe me as a kid? What was I like? Tell everyone what I was like.
Happy-go-lucky. He was an absolutely fantastic baby. Slept all the time.
And so was I was really a proper good. Sleeper.
You was a proper sleeper. You're still a sleeper now, aren't you?
Yeah, I need my sleep. Mm. I think that's the biggest thing as being a mum that I've struggled with is the lack of sleep. But you've told me that I'm never going to get it ever back.
Once you have kids, you're never going to get it back.
Really? Will I never ever get it back?
No, because then you get old and you don't actually need to sleep anymore like me. So it's gone. It's gone. You never sleep again.
Even like this morning, Bodie woke up at like 6 and I was like, oh, you can go and watch your iPad in your bedroom for a little bit. And then I went back to sleep till 7.
But I think it's a mental thing. So because you have to get up, you don't want to. But once you don't need to get up anymore, you wake up and you get up because you just,
I mean, guys, so let me tell you about my mum. My mum is literally a fitness freak. She wakes up at 5 o'clock every day. Is it 5? You 5?
About 5:15.
5:15, and she goes to the gym and she does 6 a.m. classes. What an absolute legend she is. Aren't you?
I do it every day just to keep myself fit and also set me up mentally for the day, I think. It's my time on my own to get my head together, come back ready for the day and all what I have to do.
Because my mum is actually still a mum of young teenage boys. Well, I guess they're not young teenage boys, are they?
Old teenage boys now.
19
and
17. So mum had a baby at 19.
Yeah. He's now 37, nearly 38.
Then had me at
23, 24. I can't remember now.
Then had Bobby
at 39 and then Max at 40. Yeah, 40.
40. So mum's like done both extremes. She's had the young babies as a baby. Like 19, I could not imagine me at 19 having a baby.
Could you imagine Bobby having a baby now at 19?
No, he wouldn't be able to cope.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, literally, when my brothers have the kids, like I'll be like to them, oh, can you just watch them? Literally, they can cope with about an hour, can't they?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, they're in my room. You actually had a child at that age.
That's right, and did it all myself as well. It was hard work, but...
So guys, when people say to me, why am I so strong and so tough? It's because this woman in front of me right now, because mum did get through it. I mean, you know, she got with Sammy's dad.
Yeah.
But
that didn't work out.
It didn't work out, and you were young.
Yeah.
And then I met your dad. You were rebellious. I mean, this is more finding out stuff about my mum, but my mum was young, rebellious at 19, yeah, and didn't listen to her parents.
I wanted to leave home, wanted to do it all.
At 19?
At 19.
And
well,
she did.
At 18, that was it. I was gone. Got pregnant at 18 and had the baby at 19.
And got married?
And got married, yeah. Got married before I got pregnant, so, and then divorced 2 years later.
But it was different then now.
Yeah,
like,
people,
what we are
people
now,
did have children younger, yeah.
But did you find it when you were doing like the school and stuff?
I was very young.
And so did you find it harder with Sammy?
Yeah, because obviously as a young parent, you don't get the respect from the teachers and they actually do treat you like you're a child as well. So I noticed on the third time round with the boys, I'd risen to a different height and I was looking down on the teachers and you got a lot more respect and you obviously probably spoke a lot more sense than what you did at 19 because you are a different person, aren't you? But you don't actually realise that you're a different person.
No, at 19, you think you can take on
yeah,
the world,
right,
which you obviously thought you could.
Yeah, that's right.
And you
yeah
did. And, you know, you have given us the best life.
Oh, I felt I did, yeah.
But it's just crazy because I was 15 when
yeah
Bobby was born. So I guess for me, you actually were my contraception.
Yeah, and obviously you had a lot of experience with babies, so that set you up on how to actually be a mum yourself.
I always talk about my brothers on here because I guess I get to see, I've seen them grow up, haven't I?
And a lot of helping me babysit, taking them out for walks when I was trying to work. Girls, can you go up the shots of them? Because I need to go and do somebody's hair. I need you to take them off.
Yeah, and I guess I could cope. Now looking back, like at like probably 15, 16 more, wasn't I? When they were about two, I probably used to take them out. But that I could actually cope with.
Yeah, what about all the cooking you used to do for me?
Yeah.
You used to love cooking, didn't you?
Such
you was, yeah,
a good help. And then I moved out at 21 with yeah Tom. And you missed me so much.
Yes.
So now mum is in a house with all men.
Yeah.
She's the only woman.
Yeah, and that is very, very
and
hard.
And she's getting...
Yeah, because I'm completely outnumbered and yeah men don't see it like women do. So I'm literally fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, we all had a massive debate on Sunday, didn't
yeah
we?
About what women's jobs are and men's jobs are.
I mean, we're diverting a bit for like men and women, but...
Call Bobby down to cut the meat. Oh,
yeah.
No, couldn't be bothered to do that.
The boys don't want to help, do they? And they just think we should do
no,
it
no, they
all
want to help when it's what they want to do. So they do their own cooking, sort their own food out, but they don't want to come and help as a whole to what I would like them to do. They don't want set jobs to do. They want to do their own jobs.
But I guess you're still parenting them now, and we were trying to give them advice. I guess the parenting never stops, does it? And I speak a lot on this podcast.
Well, I'm still parenting you, aren't I? You always yeah ring me up and go, Mum, what do you think about this?
No, I don't. Lies, I do all the time.
And I
actually
say, well, I don't really know. Try and decide yourself.
Yeah. I ring my mum for everything because for me, well, my mum, as in you, I think there's no better advice than your mum's advice. And sometimes I go completely opposite to what you say because actually I'll ring.
But
and
I'm
see
quite happy about
if
that.
If you go with the safe bet and I
yeah
think, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Well, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I say.
Yeah, she just goes. And like, even if you.
I think if it feels right, just do it and see what happens.
I do love mum's advice for that because it is true. Like even money struggles and stuff.
Yeah.
Mum goes, don't worry, you'll find the money. Like, get it. Like, oh,
yeah,
when I wanted to get the car, like it's the car of my dreams. And I rang mum and I was like, oh, it's going to cost me this amount a month. Like, what do you think? One, she said, Tom would have done it. What do you think Tom would have done?
He would have definitely done it.
He would have done it. But she said, you'll find the money.
And you do actually
you
find
do
the money.
And I'm
always
so
think
happy
that you actually do find the money for what you want.
And also, I just think in life, take the risk, and if that's something, like, I really wanted that car, didn't I? And it's
yeah
something that I'd have to drive every single day.
That's right.
You know, to go to the gym, it is quite big now, so maybe I am regretting my decision.
Because
I can't actually
there
park in any spaces. But it's my dream car, and you said go for it, and, you know, you'll find the money. I often describe on this podcast that it is relentless being a parent. Like, does that...
Yes, it's the hardest job you ever do. In fact, I was talking to one of the school mums when I ran Aurelia in this morning, and she said to me, she's looking forward to going back to work after maternity leave. She said, because I want a break from the children. It is the hardest job you'll ever do, and it is relentless because you can't pick. So if you're at work, you can have a little scarf, sit down, have a coffee. When you've got children, you can't. You have to go with what they want you to
well
do.
Well, they're on you, aren't they?
Yeah.
From the moment you
yeah
wake up.
It is the hardest job. It's easier going out to work, definitely. So it is the hardest job you'll do.
Because when you're at home, they're just
there. Because even if you've got the best child in the world, there's always something about every child there's a problem. And what you find is that the more children you have, at one point there'll be so-and-so playing up. You think, oh, I've just got over that. And then the next kid, there's something wrong with them.
I'm
and then the
next kid, that's where I'm at.
It's with, like a rotation.
With Aurelia and Bodhi, aren't I? Aurelia was the most, well, what was she like as a baby?
Yeah, she was...
horrendous.
Yes. She screamed all the crime. She touched everything, didn't she? You literally ran around after her. She never stopped. So she'd be up the stairs. As you're cleaning up the photos that she just pulled down, she'd be trying to get up the stairs.
Yeah, so and then she's getting in the dog's bed. Then she's doing... front room, she's got all like nice picture displays. Aurelia used to go in, take the pictures down. Yeah, she'd then be on the dock. Like, she'd literally...
Yeah, she'd get cupboards out.
Here, there. But and even as a baby, you said you've never known a baby to cry so much. Yeah. Do you remember Tom?
Oh, she was awful, wasn't she?
He used to put her in the car seat and then go and take her for a drive up the M25.
That time you dropped around to me, the first time that you went out, I think you went to see Jay do something or something, and I literally had a...
Oh, no, was it... What?
You trying to get her to sleep, and you got her to sleep like that. But you couldn't put her down, and you'd just be like that for an hour, and then suddenly she'd be awake again. It's like, oh...
You literally didn't want to move. Yeah. She was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Tom needed the sleep. He couldn't believe the lack of sleep that...
But then she turned a corner, didn't she? Look at her now.
She turned a corner and she's absolutely brilliant. But now I feel like I'm then going through it all again.
With Bodhi. But Bodhi wasn't... He didn't touch anything, did he, in
the
house?
No, and Bodhi was such an easy baby. I mean, I never had a stair gate for him. He mastered the stairs really quickly. I think with your second as well, nothing will ever compare to your first.
Bodhi's more challenging verbally.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do naughty things, but he verbally answers back. He's not doing that. He's not doing this.
Well, I can't bribe Bodhi.
No. Whereas you can, Aurelia.
Well, Aurelia, I can be like, oh, come on, do this. And
if you have your hair done, you can get a tick.
Yeah.
End of the week, if you get another tick.
The tick scheme. So I think I spoke about it before on here. I've been doing ticks. So I've been doing the ticks to try and get Bodhi to sleep in his own bed. And he probably gets... He definitely does never get... He does never makes it
four
through the week.
Of...
About, yeah, four or five he can do out of seven. But now, because obviously Aurelia does sleep in her own bed, so I've changed the tick scheme up. And now Aurelia has to get herself dressed in the morning.
And not cry when she has her hair done.
And not cry when she has it done. But, you know, I think it's changed at school, because at Aurelia's school, on PE days, she now has to go dressed in... her PE uniform.
Yeah.
But when I was at school, I went into the classroom, you know, you got unchanged and you got changed. And I feel like...
But that is a skill that I think children should learn, so...
But I feel like she's lacking on that. So now that's why I've made her getting dressed in the morning a tick scheme for her, because she's not doing that at school. And I said that to her, like, I used to have to get changed for PE and then get changed back into my school uniform.
I think that is quite traumatic, because Max didn't want to get changed for PE, did he?
Max is the 17-year-old. He is the youngest.
So when he first started...
He's mum's worst child. I hope the boys don't listen to this.
When he first started school, he refused to get changed into his PE kit. So the teacher let it go for a week or two, but then he went to me, Max won't get changed into his PE kit. Are you happy for me to... discipline him on that? Went absolutely fine. Because now they're not allowed to be too... They have to be, like, really soft teachers, don't they? They can't be really strict. And after that, it was absolutely fine. He got told, you are getting changed in your PE kit. And that was it.
But again, it's each child that's different. Max, you can tell him and he will listen. Me and Max are similar, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right.
You can tell us, we'll listen, we'll do as we're told. But with a little bit of an edge, I would say.
Yeah, Bobby's stubborn, isn't he?
Bobby won't. He's stubborn.
And he goes on and on.
And then with Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Sammy was just... He's always been... Because I was quite young. He's always been like more of my friend than my son. He used to go to me, Mum, have you got the keys at 3 years old when I was going out the door? Yes, I've got the keys, Sam. He's always been really sensible. Sam's really sensible, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he still is now, isn't he?
He's so sensible.
Yeah.
And he's the one you go to...
Yeah.
And he's not...
And he's a calming effect.
And he's a calming influence on the boys.
Yeah. And also, if we're having an argument indoors with the boys, he'll come down and go, this is pointless. Just stop arguing about rubbish.
I remember when me and Tom looked after Maxwell and Bobby. The thing is, with them being so young, they used to spend a lot of time with me, didn't they? I often used to
have
them...
They loved coming over on a Saturday night, didn't they?
And I remember this one time we had a sleepover at mine, and Max walked in, and in the space of like 3 minutes, he'd got my hair dryer and went like flicked it on and off so many times that it blew up. He then did a backflip on the sofa and then spilt all the orange juice.
Yeah, that's Max. Dad used to do that all the time.
And Tom was like, what's he doing? Is he being serious? I was like, welcome to the world of having children, Thomas Parker.
Max is, he never sits still for a minute, did he? He never sat and watched telly. Bobby would sit and watch telly and relax. He's more chilled.
Who's been your hardest child?
I can't really pick anyone that's been, they've all been different.
Who's your favourite child?
I haven't got a favourite child. This is the debate at home we have all the time. Every child says to me, I'm your favourite mum, aren't I? I'm your favourite. I haven't got a favourite child.
Mum.
I haven't got a favourite child.
Right, look, they're not going to listen to this. Just tell everyone I'm your favourite child.
You're not my favourite child.
I am, because we're both women.
Well, we're both women, yeah, we get on really well together. But then I do get on well with the boys
as
well.
No, you don't. You get along with me the best out of everyone. Tell me I'm your favourite.
Kelsey's desperate to be my favourite child.
I'm not desperate to be your favourite child, Mum. I know I'm your favourite child. Like, that is the difference. I know I'm your favourite.
Right, okay.
I do everything for you.
All my kids are actually good to me. That is true.
They're all good to you, but I'm better than all of them. Tell me now. Is it quite crazy for you that you're back at the school gates dropping my children off?
It's quite embarrassing, actually, that I'm here again.
It's embarrassing. Why is it embarrassing?
Because some of the teachers are still there from when the boys are there, and they go, oh, hello, what about the ice cream lady? Oh, my God. She's actually retired now, but when I was at the juniors, she went to me, what are you doing back here again?
So the junior school.
Oh, yeah. So when the boys moved up to the juniors, I was back at the ice cream van. And then I saw her, didn't I, before she retired once, one of yours, we walked past. And she went, you're not still here, are you?
She's like,
I said, yes, I am still
here. I think that the kids' school should have a statue of you there.
Well, you think, obviously, Sam started there 5 years old, he's now 37. So I've been doing that school run and I'm back doing it now for, well, 30 years. Ridiculous.
and literally, Maxwell left year 11 and Aurelia started reception.
Oh, and also the actual run that Bodie goes to on a Thursday, which I now run him to,
he's
is the
preschool.
Same
Bodie's
route
preschool
as what I used to get, drop Max off at school every day. And you just think, when you think, can't wait to stop this run. Yes, only another term, only another whatever to finish. And then I'm back doing it again.
And now But also, because Mum loves the gym so much, and if I say to Mum, look, I need to go to the gym in the morning.
Yeah, that's why I was running there this morning at 8 o'clock.
That's the way to get her to drop the kids
to school. She's going to go to the workout.
She's going to go to the gym.
I'll take Ray to school. She's going to do a workout.
Yeah.
It's important to go to the gym, I think.
But also, do you know what I feel with children? And I think us as a family, and this is how we've been brought up, that it's not just, you know, I am the mum. And obviously, I'm in a circumstance that it is just me now.
Yeah.
But even when I was younger, I used to spend a lot of time at my nan's house.
Yeah.
We all lived on the same road. So my nan lived at number 12 and we lived at number 36. And I used to be like to Mum, can I call down to Nan? I'm going to go out. And then I'd go down to my nan's house and spend the night there.
Yeah, so I used to ring up my mum and she used to, on the phone.
Yeah.
On a proper telephone.
Proper telephone, not mobile.
And then she used to come out and watch Kelsey run down.
I used to run down the road and spend time with my nan. So, you know, my nan and granddad had a massive influence on me.
Yeah, you used to sit and cut your granddad's fingernails for him, file them all up.
Yeah.
He used to love that, didn't he?
Yeah, granddad loved it. I used to have a beauty parlour, basically. I just always liked looking after people.
You always like being around people, so.
Yeah, I've always loved people. But I think for me, like now, obviously, even to caring for Tom, I like looking after
you
people,
do like
don't
looking
I?
Out. You get
and
pleasure
I like,
out of
yeah,
it.
I like to make sure everyone's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And I like to be around everyone. I've always loved being around
lots
people.
And lots of people, yeah, you
so
have.
We moved house and then I only lived 3 minutes from my auntie. So when I used to get the train home, when I went to Italia Conti, I used to ring my mum and go, what are you having for dinner tonight? And then she'd tell me what they were having for dinner. And then I'd ring Julie, who's my auntie, and go, what are you lot having for dinner tonight? And then I'd weigh up the options.
Pick the better option.
Or who was having the best dinner and then go, can I come to yours? So I often spent a lot of time with my auntie. And I just think, like, share the load a bit of having your children. You didn't care about sharing it.
I'm not one of these parents that have been, some parents are a bit possessive of their children. They don't like them to go to other
family members.
Yeah. But I just think everyone, all the input of the family, I love it, the fact that you used to go and spend time with Julie and Mum, because it's just another input of different opinions, and then it makes you a bigger person because you listen to all, and then you draw your own conclusions.
Also, because I think, you know, with family and friends, you are all different, and your parenting skills are so different. Like, now I sit back and look at me and my friends, you know, and how all our parenting is so different.
And I parent different than Julie, don't I?
Yeah.
So we all parent differently. I mean, my mum and dad were quite firm, so.
Yeah, Nan and Grandad were strict.
I think I was quite firm, but I always think that I'm the parent that you could always come and ask if there was any problems.
Oh, guys, literally, when I started Italia Conti, so I went to school in London, so my friends all came from everywhere. So I didn't really, we're talking about this on Saturday, I didn't really like sleeping at people's houses. I just liked my own house, and I'm like that now.
Yeah.
I don't like just staying at people's houses. So everyone used to have sleepovers at my house. And I used to dread it because obviously my mum was like the mean girl's mum. I'm a cool mum. But everyone used to come and tell my mum everything that was happening at school.
Yeah, so I knew exactly what was going on.
Like literally down to who was getting with who was doing sexual activities.
Yeah, but I felt that
But you wasn't really shocked, was you?
No, and I'm not a judgmental person either. So all your friends still ring me up and I'm going to ask, die.
Yeah. I mean, Tom used to literally ring my mum how many times a day?
He used to go, da, question.
Da, question for you. Da, question. Yeah, my friends still ring mum now, and even now with their parenting.
Yeah, I've done the breastfeeding with them all. Little Kelsey, first one.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah,
I've given
Zoe.
All my opinion. Zoe, yeah. Yeah, all of them.
And then some will be like, oh, what does your mum think about that? What does your mum think? So I think basically...
But they don't have to take my advice. I don't care if they don't take my advice.
No. But
not one of them people.
We're really straight and direct. So if you want an honest opinion... And I
sometimes
guess me
a bit too straight and direct. You can upset people if you're a bit straight and direct.
Yeah, but I would say I am like Marmite. The people either love me or they hate me. And growing up, I was like that, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Like teachers.
Yeah.
Certain teachers would absolutely love me, then others would just like despise me, wouldn't they?
Too loud, too noisy, too much to say.
Yeah, I've always had a lot to say. Yeah. But look, yeah. I'm here talking
but
for a living.
You did,
do you know what I mean?
You used to have teachers that used to go, it's brilliant. She interacts with the class. She's kind to everyone, a bit like Raelia. She's kind to everyone, looks after everyone, and always got something to say. Some teachers found that a positive. So it is just an opinion.
I do think as well with Raelia that. She obviously to look at, she looks like Tom. Both my kids just look like Tom. I don't even know how I birthed them out of my vagina because everyone just says to me all the time,
They look like Tom.
I'm like, okay, cool. But Aurelia is so much like me, isn't she?
Yeah. Always dancing, singing. That's what Kelsey was like. So I think probably that's why the teachers found it, because you always were flamboyant, weren't you? Remember when Julie made that Barbie outfit and you was dancing around
guys,
the hall
right,
in the Barbie
okay,
outfit?
Let's talk about the Barbie outfit. So we did a...
what was it?
It was probably like a school assembly. It
she
was
just
an assembly.
All literally danced around, didn't
I
you?
I can't remember what it was for, but I think I was in year one or year two. And my auntie makes costumes for a living. She makes Bora and Latin outfits. Basically, you name it, Judy can make
Kelsey
it.
So always was the best dressed.
Always was the best dressed.
When it came to a performance.
So I had this Barbie costume and I think Billy Nicholson's mum has still got the video of this. I need to get it from her. Where I strutted around the school hall being Barbie. But that's when they pulled you to one side, didn't they?
Yeah, one of the teachers said to me, have you ever thought of putting them into performing arts? And I thought, oh. So that's when we went up to Italia Conti and she started one lesson a week.
Yeah, drama.
Drama. And then it just went from there to, and then she was doing everything. At that point, she was doing ballet elsewhere. You were doing horse riding.
Yep.
You were doing...
Swimming.
You were doing ballroom and Latin. You did it all, didn't you? Every day we did something different because she just didn't like sitting indoors. What are we doing tonight? Which is what Aurelia's like, isn't she? What are we doing tonight,
Both my
mum?
Kids are like that. What are we doing? They do every activity. And I think that's really important. And I did get to a stage where mum said...
You got to pick. Something. Horse riding is quite expensive. Ballroom Latin is quite expensive. And obviously when you went to main school...
So I started on a Saturday and I used to do 9 to 5... every Saturday, dancing throughout the whole day. So I did dancing, singing, acting.
You used to stay there.
And then the head teacher of the Saturday school actually...
Said about auditioning for the main school, didn't
you? Yeah, mum says the main school. No one knows what the main school is. The main school is Italia Conti Academy of Performing Arts.
Yes.
So you never really... We didn't really know about secondary schools then, did we?
No, we didn't.
But he said, I think Kelsey should audition. And I auditioned at... I guess you're 10 or 11 then, aren't you? And I got a place. And
so she never went to state secondary school. Yeah. She went to Italia Conti.
I went to Italia Conti, which I think was the best thing.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Do you reckon I would have been chucked out of normal school?
Well, you always managed managed to pick the naughty kids to be with. Gemma.
Yeah. Gemma, are you listening to this? Gemma, we wasn't naughty.
No.
I just think sometimes with schools, it's very structured.
Not naughty, mischievous.
Mischievous.
Gemma's very mischievous, isn't she?
But I never actually used to do the naughty things with them. I used to just get, I was just with them. And then I guess you get found guilty for, what's it called?
I was talking to Gemma's brother, Matt, time we went to that party and Gemma hid all the shoes when it was time to be picked up.
We went to a soft play party and Gemma's got to listen to this pod now. Gemma
She was very mischievous.
She wanted the party to end, so she chucked everyone's shoes in the ball pond.
That's it, yeah.
So can you imagine when all these parents turn up and they tried to find their kids' shoes, they were all at the bottom of this massive ball pond.
She just got that humour as well.
I know, I have no part to play with that.
But she was your best friend.
So I guess growing up...
Yeah, actually, she was my best friend.
The Motherkind podcast explores how to feel happier, more confident and empowered in your motherhood, even in our world of pressure, judgment and comparison. I'm your host, Zoe Blasky, and every week I speak to an incredible expert to share actionable steps and powerful lessons to living your life as a mother with more joy and unapologetic confidence. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, just search Motherkind.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I guess growing up, did you always know I was going to have a career in this?
Well, you don't really know, do you? I didn't really know. So I did go and see a clairvoyant that said to me that my eldest son would wear a hard hat, and he's a builder, and Kelsey would be a performer, be on the stage. So
I thought she said presenter.
Or, no, she said you would be in the industry if that's some sort of wear a drama hat. He would wear a hard hat. No, she just said you would be a performer of some sort.
And it has been a struggle, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been a struggle. Putting her through school was a struggle.
So my mum put me through private school on her own with no, you know, my dad wasn't around. And the school fees were really expensive. You did it, didn't you?
I did it, yeah.
But again, I guess that's the story.
Of just, I mean, most parents would go, oh, we won't be able to afford that. I couldn't afford it, but I thought, oh, we'll find the money. And I did. You will find the money for what you want to do. Just work a bit harder.
And really, that was the best place for me to be, because like I said, I probably would have been chucked out of a normal state school.
Yeah.
And because, again, I couldn't sit still, so they...
Birds of a feather.
Yeah. They
Max should have gone to performing art school, shouldn't he?
Yeah, because Max can't sit still and in every class.
And also
the same
he was
thing.
A good singer at one point. He actually did have all the qualities, but he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to go down that
route. He auditioned at 7 or 8 for Kinky Boots, and he got down to the last 6 boys.
He had a good voice. Tom taught him, didn't
he? Tom taught him, and it was the most beautiful thing in the world. And then he went, but what if I don't want to make shoes? And then Tom ripped him. So he didn't get the part. And then Tom ripped him for ages and kept going to him, but what if I don't want to make shoes? What if I don't want to make shoes? And then me and Kelsey get a call.
Callback,
like a few months later, they go, we really want Maxwell. And he went, I am not doing it now.
So I could have punched Tom for that, because that would have been great, wouldn't it, for him to do that? But
yeah, he definitely should have gone to performing arts school. But yeah, they embraced us at Conti. Mm.
Whereas he got into trouble, didn't get into trouble, but he struggled to sit still at school. He struggled to spend an hour doing the same thing. He likes to do different things all the time. So he was more challenging at school than...
And that's why I guess school's not for everyone, is it?
Well, different schools are for different people. So if he'd have gone to performing arts school, or if he'd have gone to a forest school or something like that, like they do now, he would have probably done a lot better.
So have you got any regrets for that?
Well, it was what it was, wasn't it? I didn't even think about it at that point. Obviously, he wouldn't have done performing arts, but now there are other options of more of a moving about education. You could look down that route, yeah.
Because I don't know... If Aurelia's gonna, I would love for Aurelia to go to.
But she does enjoy the learning.
She does enjoy the learning.
So the word on the door today was tree, and she's not even 5 yet, and she went tree.
Tree.
Yeah. She's doing really well. So she will.
Does she get that from me?
Well, you was quite well, probably not. No, more.
I think that's Parker. I think that's the Parker.
They are academics, aren't they?
The performing's me, even though obviously Tom was unreal at singing and performing, but he didn't obviously get into that till he was 16, 17. I think he did used to do the gymnastics.
Oh yeah,
that's a different story, and he's not around for me to tell that now. He did gymnastics, and I think he did singing lessons. He didn't pick up the guitar till he was 16.
He never got taught to play
the
guitar,
though,
did
he? But he was very academic. Tom's was really, really academic.
Well, so Lewis
is very academic. Noreen's very academic. So, yeah, that's not really from me, is it?
I think the performance might come from Nigel, because he can whack out a tune, can't he?
He's really good at singing.
Yeah.
What else do we want to know from Mum on this show? What more about me, Mum? What have you got to say about me?
I could say that you do parent like me. You are quite firm.
Yeah.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, I think I'm more laid back than you, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit neurotic. Well, I think as I've got older, I've got more neurotic about the housework.
But you say about finding, you know, don't worry about it, you'll find the money. But sometimes the things you worry about, I go, what are you worrying about that for?
Yeah. Because you do, obviously.
And like Mum's housework is so important to her. And I just think sometimes, you know,
only because I
get about
bear
living-
it.
I know about
it. But I didn't used to be like that. That has come as I've got older, because I was a bit more like you. Oh, it doesn't really matter. This cleaning, getting things in its place has become, since the boys are so messy, the house is so messy. So now I just think I can't bear it. I can't cope. But that is something new, because I didn't. As a kid, when you were young, did I really worry about the housework? And I didn't, did I?
You didn't really worry, but you've always been quite like picky about stupid things.
Yeah. Well, some things are important to people and some things aren't. Yeah, you are much more laid back about. You're probably more, I want to spend time with the kids. I want to do this with the kids. That's more important to you. I'm probably about, get the house straight, then I'll do things with the kids.
But do you know what? For me, it's probably because what I've been through. You know, the kids were babies when...
Yeah, that's right.
We lost Tom. So for me, it's, I think you do take a step back when something...
So you probably don't care about that mess in the corner. You'd rather be chatting with your children and perhaps reading a book with them or doing whatever.
And being with them.
Yeah.
Because also, I said to them last night, and obviously it's quite hard because it is just me. And I know what Mum says, because she'll say, oh, you know, I just had to do it on my own. But it is hard. Like,
I did have to do it on my own, but obviously I didn't really, because even though you're doing it on your own, your husband is there as a backup, aren't they?
Yeah.
Johnny's there. He's there to pick up the flack of whatever I might not be able to cope with. You actually have to do it on your own. There is no one to go, these kids. Yeah. You're there on your own doing it, aren't you?
And I did say that to him last night. I was like, you're going to have to help me.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it is just mummy. And mummy does
get
everything.
With the kids, but then I'll be going and having a go at Johnny going, it's your fault, like he does with me. Like, he's taking the boys to work now. He comes home and goes, oh, I've had such a day with them boys today.
My stepdad Johnny now has... Bobby and Max both
they're
work for
him. They're training to be roofers now. And now he realises it is hard, because obviously they're still quite young, so they do, like, yesterday they might have had a day where they were mucking about being silly in the van because it was an hour and a half journey home. And he comes home and he's like, oh, I spent an hour and a half in the van with these. I can't bear any more.
I just would love to be a fly on the wall while they're working together.
But I do think...
But I guess now as well, he's having to look after the kids to...
Yeah, but also I think the discipline has changed, whereas you and Sam, you didn't ever cross me.
I say...
I only had to look at you and you knew.
I say they, this they all aren't the time. Like that. I call like the boys.
I think it's the whole society as parenting. So
I definitely do, because when I see people on the way to the school run, I'm like... I just don't understand their parenting. I was like, my mum would never have let me get away with that.
I'd, and I say I'd go visiting with you. So I'd go around my friends' houses visiting with Kelsey, and she would sit on the chair. She wouldn't be bouncing around the house. And if she did get up, I'd go like that, just the eyes.
Mum's doing a stare at me right now.
And
she'd
just
staring.
Sit back down again. And you knew, didn't you? You didn't misbehave.
No.
And I didn't have to come home and go, right, that's it. You've made me look a fool out today, ever. But I've done that a few times with Max. We've been out for lunch with my friend and he's been an absolute idiot.
Mum's friend asked her, has Max got ADHD?
Oh, God, yeah. Because he had a Coke, didn't he? Yeah. So he drank a Coke and he can't do fizzy. He literally lost his head and was at back and forwards calling the waiters over. And my friend was like a bit stressed because she was going on holiday. And she said to me, have you ever had Max tested for ADHD? I said, well, even if I did, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to make him any different. I'm not putting him on any drug. So he is what he is.
The thing is...
She did apologise after for that.
I do think with your children as well that, you know, not one child is going to give you the package.
No,
they've got
right.
to have something.
Said,
so
yeah.
You've got Maxwell, who's... They're going to hate this podcast. But you've got Maxwell...
They won't listen to it.
Who... literally bounces around and is full on, but then can go up and order a drink.
Yeah.
Can go and pay things.
Can sort
very
his stuff
independent,
out. Very independent.
Really
tidy.
Can email. Like, he's so
organised. He's dealing with his driving instructor. He didn't have a driving lesson on Friday. I said to him, which I would have done for Bobby, shall I message you? And he went, oh, I'll sort that out. Rung him up, sorted it out. Said, I won't be able to have a driving lesson. I'm in London working. I don't have to deal with anything like that. Whereas with Bobby, it was a little bit more like, he's independent in a different way, isn't he?
So I guess what we're saying is no child is the full package.
And you actually can't parent any of your children the same.
So do you parent, even now?
Yes, I parent all my children differently, 100%.
How would your parenting skills...
You, I can get away with shouting at and doing whatever, you don't get the hump with me. You might go, oh, shut up, mum, but I can probably lose my cool with you a bit more. Whereas my eldest son's sensitive, so I would never scream and shout at him. The two boys, I probably could shout at Bobby, but... I deal with them all differently. I 100% deal with every child differently. And the way I might want them to ask them to do something, I would deal with them differently.
So no child is the same.
So remember that, parents. You can't lump them in the same category.
But I do think that's when you have a little bit of a shock. Because for me, this is what we were talking about
earlier. Well, you're not parenting Bodie like you do Aurelia, are
you? No, and Bodie was such a good baby. Such a good baby. And now, like you were saying, verbally...
He's so intelligent, though. He just
so intelligent.
Right at it. Some of the things he comes out with, you just think, really?
And I hate to be that mum to be like, oh, my child is so intelligent. But he is. And I think growing up, he is going to outsmart me.
Yeah, he trumps me all the time. I say to him, it will always give me a reason. I can't actually think of an incident, but he does, doesn't he? And you think, well, actually,
he's right.
What can I really say about that?
He is so intelligent. And I think he's going to be my...
Yeah, well, Rayleigh's intelligent, but she's more in a different way, isn't she? She's itey, flighty. I'll tell you what, she doesn't miss anything, though, does she?
Oh, no, I have to. I now...
She'll look at I have my nails done, and she'll go to me, I don't like that colour you've got on your nails, Nan. Or she'll notice that I've done my makeup different or my hair's slightly different. What did she say to the rugby dad on Saturday?
Yeah, she said to one of the rugby dads. Oh. So we see him on a Tuesday and a Saturday, and... Claire runs the bar. It's her husband's. They basically have this, they're at the rugby club all the time. And she turned around and she went to Shane, have you had your hair cut? I'm like, what 4-year-old noticed
she does.
That Shane, who's there on a Tuesday and a Saturday, has had their hair cut? The child notices everything. So now if I want to talk about anything, I have to spell it out.
Yeah.
But now she's learning how to read, and she won't be long until she can actually be spelling the words.
And you actually can't. She looks, doesn't she? What's that you're looking at on your phone? What's this? What's that? She doesn't miss a thing, does she?
No, she's just so on it.
Yeah. And she touches everything as well. We went to a baby shower on Sunday, one we organised, and it was all laid out lovely. Within 5 minutes of being there, she'd undone all the serviettes and put the glasses in a different place. I said, why have you done that? Because I think it looks better like that. But they've laid it out like this, put it back, and she was most upset that I... Why are you putting it all back, Nan? Because that's not how it's supposed to be laid out. But she just does it. She doesn't actually think it through. She thinks, no, I'm doing it. I'm touching that. I'm going upstairs, getting all your jewellery out, getting all your makeup out.
Yeah, I don't think with her she ever thinks of a consequence.
No, she doesn't.
She's like bounce, Tigger, really, isn't she? Even like she'll just... You know, she does cartwheels now, so now she'll just throw herself and flip over and I'm...
And also, we are encouraging the confidence because obviously she goes to drama school.
I want her to be confident.
Yeah. She will stand up and sing in front of everyone.
And do you know what?
And I hope she doesn't go through like a...
Well, I went through that stage.
I know, and I don't want her to go through that really shy stage that you went through.
I went through a stage when I was at Conti where...
Which I think is quite common for...
I think it must be your hormones as well. I think when you hit like 13... And now I just think to myself, Mum's the lady with the quotes. Anytime you want a quote, you go to Mum. It might be the wrong quote and I might be quoting things that are completely wrong. But Mum used to say, you can't put a wise head on young shoulders. And it's so true.
Or an old head on young shoulders.
An old head. So, you know, I think back now to when I was at Conti and think, come on. This is what you're going to be doing when you're in your 30s. Like, this is where you're going to be. Like, believe in yourself. But I didn't. And I used to dread
and also,
singing.
As a parent, I found that really hard because you can actually see that your children are holding back. And you think, push yourself. Because I remember when I did gymnastics, my dad used to say to me, you're holding back. But obviously, at that point, I thought I was doing as good as what I can do. So you obviously thought you was doing... You was as
no, and
good
I used
as
to say that
be.
To the teachers.
Yeah.
I think you go through a dip. Like what I'm saying, it must be a hormone.
Yeah.
I used to think I'm putting 120%.
But you're
in
not, because when you see it with your pupils,
no, I know.
Suddenly you hit puberty and it all goes wrong for a little while, and you do lose your confidence for a bit, and then by the time you've picked up, it can be too late, especially at performing arts school, because someone else is now the favourite. Someone else is going doing better, and because it's all at different stages you go through it. So some younger, some older.
No, I wish,
and then that favourite kid is not you anymore.
Myself more.
Yeah.
I just try with Aurelia to not make anything a deal. Like she's got a modelling job in March. It's quite a big campaign that she's got, but I just underplay it all. Really underplay it because I don't want her to stress and worry
she's going to love it, but you just don't want to put the pressure on and go, which a lot of parents do. You've got, like academics, you've got this exam coming, you've got to do really well. Well, what's the point? They can only do as best they can do, can't they?
It's true. I know she can only go
but
and
I think
do her
probably
best.
Because I used to get nervous for my children, I probably...
Yeah, and you are the problem.
Yes, but I'm not so much now because I'm confident in what you're doing now and that. But I think because I would be panicking, you've got to be really careful not to show that to your children.
You
That's
definitely,
really
Mum
hard.
Used to panic and then it used to rub off on me because she used to be like,
and I hate being late. So
I'm nervous when I'm sitting in the audience watching you. And I'm like, why are you telling me that?
I did used to get really nervous when I... Because I want you to do so well. And it used to be like, yes, you're doing brilliantly.
But even now, certain things I just don't even tell Mum because she stresses me out. You do stress me out.
I worry, yes, because I do want you to be the best you can possibly be. But I think parents do want that for their kids, don't they?
So basically what we've come to at the end of this is that I'm always going to be stressed and I'm always going to be worried about my children. I'm going to try not to be like that because I think that
I think every generation learns because I learned my parents were really strict on me because that's how it was. I was the eldest child and I rebelled against that, left home and did my own thing. And I think you learn. So I've learned from that and I've parented you differently. I've never ever said to you, don't do this, don't do that, have I? I've never been that, well, you're not going there, you're not going out clubbing and you're not doing whatever. I let you do exactly what you want to do. And I think you'll be even more.
Yeah, and you were like that. And I never had like a time to be home.
No, because I have to trust your children. It's all about trust. Even at Aurelia and Bodie's age, you've got to trust that they're good. You're putting them on the right path, but at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want. So you've got to say to them, I trust you to make the right decision. I know they're not going out clubbing, to make the right decision about even what they're going to pick to eat. I trust you to make the right decisions.
Well, I did say to her this morning, the option at school was a chicken hot dog. And I was like, you're not having the chicken hot dog. She went, I want it. And then I said, do you think that's good food? And she said, no, I'll have the packed lunch, Mum, from you. So she has made that decision. But I do remember that growing up, that you wasn't really strict. And everyone's like, oh, you're allowed to do what you want. Also,
yeah,
I
but
did...
you didn't do anything stupid though, did you?
No, not
so
really.
So you didn't lose my trust. You didn't lie. I always used to say, Don't lie, because if you lie, you get into worse trouble than you do for being
and
truthful.
That's what that I do say to
got
the kids.
For telling me if something's gone wrong, I'll help you sort it out. If you lie, you're in big trouble.
So I don't know if they really wanted a lovey-dovey Mother's Day podcast, but you definitely weren't getting it from Diane.
What? Oh, I love you. You're so wonderful as a daughter. I'm so proud of you. I am proud of you. You know I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Mum.
But I am proud of all my children. Everyone's
but proud
done
of me the most.
I'm proud of you all.
But to be fair, I have had the last 3 years have probably been the toughest 3 years that anyone.
And you have coped really, really well. You have, haven't you?
But do you feel like I've coped because you have put the groundwork in? Because people always say to me, how have you got through it? How have you got through these last 3 years?
But I think we've always focused on one day at a time, haven't we? It's no point in thinking, even when Tom was diagnosed, oh, it could be dead next week. It could be dead next year. You have to get up every morning and do the day. Because it's pie in the sky. Because my husband's always going, oh, when I retire, when I get this, when I get that. Well, you might never make that. So enjoy every day as it comes and just deal with it. Deal with the problems of the day. And when you wake up in the morning, as I always just say to my kids, I could be absolutely fuming with them. But when I woke up in the morning, I'd forgotten about it. A new day started. All the things they'd done the day before, new day, forgotten about it.
And as parenting, Mum has said that to me. What
it's
happened
true
yesterday, you need to forget about it, however bad they've been. Not that my kids are really bad.
No, but whatever has happened, however bad it is,
that was the day before. And today is a new day.
New child, new everything. Because nobody's perfect, are they?
And I guess that's
and
why
that's
I
how
have
we did,
got...
Yeah, that's right. We did that with Tom, didn't we?
We did that with Tom every day. And that's why I think we pushed forward and through it. And
always, you always set yourself a new challenge, what you was looking at today, what you was going to give him today. There was, and when something didn't work, it was on to the next new. It was never like, oh, I wished I hadn't done that. You can't change the past.
You can't regret.
And you can't change the past. So why are you anyone even dwelling on the past? Oh, I wish I hadn't done that. I actually have no regrets in my life. I can't look back and go, oh, I wished I hadn't done that. Because everything has led me to the point I am here today.
Well, I guess as well, even having a child at 18, 19... getting married,
all my friends
having
went to me,
a divorce.
Are you mad? Why are you having a baby? Because I want one. I actually did. It wasn't an accident. I actually planned to get pregnant and have a baby. And I loved it, every minute of it. I love being a parent. I love being a mum. I really enjoyed that. I like being a nan now. So,
is this your best job, being a mum?
Yes, definitely. This is what I always wanted, to be a parent.
And there you have it, guys. Right, just confirm to everyone that I am your favourite child.
I will not confirm that you're my favourite child.
Mum, just tell
everyone. I love
everyone
you all the same. Stop going on about being the favourite child.
See, Tom was right. Tom used to say, Diane, cold as ice. She's cold as ice. You weren't getting a lovey-dovey podcast from me and my mum on Mother's Day, but I hope we've given you some parenting advice.
That you don't have to follow.
You don't have to follow it, but this is
how we parent.
How we're parenting, and that's what we're doing, aren't we, Mum?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. Have you enjoyed
joining
Actually,
me? I have enjoyed it, yeah.
Have
I
you
was
calmed
really,
down?
Really nervous, but I've calmed down now.
She's calmed down. Yeah. She can come back next week. She was an absolute natural. Thank you, Mum.
Do you have a question you want me and my guest to answer? Get in touch by emailing askmumsthewordpod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail on WhatsApp. Our number is 07-599-927-537 or leave it as a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss an episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. So I've been Kelsey Parker. You can find me on being_Kelsey on Instagram, where I'm just being me. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Thanks for listening.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.